السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها صدق الله العظيم In this morning's recitation of the Quran Sharif in the Fajr Salat in one surah we heard وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ And in the other surah we heard, in surah is As-Samaun Fatarat, Kiraman Katibin Ya'lamuna Ma Taf'alun. So my mind went on to surah Zilzal, which I discussed at length in one or two majlises of mine. So very, very briefly, this surah Zilzal was recited in last night's Taraweeh. Because we had the completion of the Quran Sharif in Taraweeh last night. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this surah says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا When the earth will be shaken to its maximum convulsion. Terrible shake-up of the earth. It's Qiyamah Allah Ta'ala is talking about. Most of the surahs in the 30th para are discussing the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that the earth will be really shaken to its maximum. If there is a violent earthquake, then we know that how terrifying it is. How people become shocked. And how it causes so much of damage, destruction. And how that earthquake then throws out so much of things that is within the earth. Within the bowels of the earth. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that on that day when it will be shaken to its maximum, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا Terrible shake-up. Maximum convulsion. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا And the earth will throw out its burden. Inside the earth, whatever it is going to throw it out. The people who were dead will be thrown out. Those dead and buried people who were forgotten, they will be thrown out. They will come out. All the gold and silver and platinum and uranium and everything over which people were fighting in this world like cats and dogs and court cases upon court cases and murders and killings were taking place. Everything will be thrown out. Huge, huge pillars according to the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Huge pillars of gold, pillars of silver. At that time a person will look at it. A person will say that, ah, it was for this gold and silver that I murdered, that I killed. Another person will say, was it for this gold and silver that I broke family ties? Was it for this gold and silver that my hands were cut? I committed theft. And today it's of no use. It's so much is being thrown out, but of no use. What are they going to do with it? It's Qiyamah. No more business now. No more marriages will take place that you're going to fight over jewelry. No more transactions. No more title deed fights. Nothing. So much of gold is coming out. Say, hi, I wasted my good time. Was this what I fought for? So the earth will throw out everything. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا And man will say, what is happening to this earth? What is happening to her? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا The day when it is going to give its tidings. The earth will now speak. The earth will give evidence. Because Allah Ta'ala would have ordered it to do so. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا So now the earth will give testimony against the person. This is the place where this person committed adultery. This is the ground on which he committed theft. Because we are committing it somewhere on the earth. If you go deep down the ocean too, it's the same thing. Finally you end up with earth. So it will say that this is the ground. Each part of the earth will bear testimony. Any sin that the person has committed and also any good deed that the person did, it will also give evidence. If he has done good deed, it will also give evidence that this person sat here and read Tasbih. This person sat here and read Quran Sharif. This person, whilst walking, this was the place where he assisted and helped a poor person in need. This is the place where he did this amal. This is the place he did this action. So good deeds or bad deeds, the earth will now give evidence. It's recorded. Everything is being recorded. Now we say, how can the earth be recording? The earth is recording because if we have to look at the tape recorders and the computers and all other technology of man, everything has been derived from the earth. How did they make that computer? How did they make that tape recorder? All the different parts, from where have they come? They have come all from the earth. The components are all particles of the earth. Something of the earth was taken and this is how it was. So if Allah Ta'ala has made that whole earth into a computer, made the whole earth into a tape recorder, what is there to doubt? If man took a little part from here and little from there and little from there and made it into a tape recorder, camera, everything, from where do you get the components? So if Allah Ta'ala made the whole earth a recorder, then why should we have any kind of doubt? So the four witnesses on the day of Qiyamah, one is this earth, it is going to bear testimony. This is what this person did on me. The second thing is the same thing mentioned in that ayat, Kiraman Katibin. The scribes, they record everything that a person does. Again, I recall that incident in my life where there was a doctor in the 60s. And this person, he says, Maulana, you all say, well, that time I wasn't even a Maulana, well, now too I'm not a Maulana, I'm just a student. But that time I was really just going up for studies. And on the ship, the person says, that, so you all say that everything is recorded. There are angels that are recording all the good deeds and bad deeds. I said, yes, so what's to doubt in that? He said, no, if that was the case, of course, those were not the days of computers and recorders and all those kind of things as we have today. Computer, one chip can record billions of pieces of information today, but those days these were not existing. So he says that if they are on our shoulders, then by now your shoulder should have been so big, if everything is recorded, that you couldn't have found a coat to fit your size. Because they're recording all the time, the shoulder would have gone very, very big. So I asked him a few questions. I said, where are you from and this and that? So you went school where? He said, certain place. So you completed your matric. After that you did your BSc or MS. You did your examinations for your medical science. And then you qualified and you must have studied a lot of books. You must have had to write a lot of examinations. I started asking him a lot of things. If I take you to your town, your city, if I tell you where is the post office, where is the city hall, where is this, where is that, if I bring your father, mother, sister, aunt, grandfather, who are these people, you'll recognize them? Said, yes. Said, where is all that information? He said, in my head. I said, your head should have gone so big that you wouldn't have found a hat to fit your size. Your head should have gone so big with all that information by now that there would have been no hat in the world to fit your size. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got the scribes. They are recording everything. Kiraman Katibin Ya'lamuna ma tafalu. Then the third one was a suhufu nushirat. The scrolls will be opened, all them. And the fourth one is mentioned in Surah Yasin. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. This day we will seal the lips. Tongues can speak a lot of lies. Lips will be sealed. The hands will give evidence. The feet will say where they walked. The hands, the feet, every part of the body will then give evidence. Even the body is a recorder. Where are we going to escape with all our sins and with all our vices, all our evils and all our fraud and all our cheating and all our abuse and everything that we do, and we think that nothing is happening. Everything is recorded, but this world is not a place for full reward or full punishment. Here the person gets a little bit of reward or a little bit of punishment. The hereafter is what we believe in. Day of judgment, Allah Ta'ala will judge. So the earth is going to give testimony. It will say everything that has happened. All the khabar it will start giving. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, on that day, the earth will now give its tidings. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَسْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. People will return in groups so that they may be shown, in other words, their deeds. They will be now shown the results of their deeds and actions. That all the good deeds you did, now this is what you're going to get as reward. And all the bad you did, this is you're going to get as punishment. Even an atom worth of good if a person has done, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. He will see it. It's recorded for him to see. If he has done something wrong, if he has done evil in his life, but he made plenty of tawbah and istighfar, then Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so forgiving, that he will even make the angels forget what sin this person committed. But sincere tawbah, that means if it means rights of people, they have to be fulfilled. Rights of Allah Ta'ala will start making the qazas and payback. So then even the angels will forget those bad deeds. They won't even have any knowledge left of what this person did. There will be no files kept there. Like our courts, they still have the files. The archives, they have everything recorded there. Here Allah Ta'ala will make them forget, finish. If they made sincere tawbah. If not, he'll see every little sin that he has committed. And the good deeds, if he had iman, then he will see the good deeds. So even if it's an atom worth of good deed, he will get the reward, he will see it. And bad also, he will get punished. Judgment will be taken then. So let us not think that we have escaped the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has kept four recorders. If a person is told by the government of the time, that by the receiver of revenue, that we've got four people following you all the time and watching all your books all the time and watching your takings and your spending and everything, four people, and cameras too we have got, and we've got recorders too, and we've got people following you too, will that person ever have the himmat to do anything wrong? So for this world we are always so much concerned. But this wealth over this which there is so much of fight, the earth is going to throw it out. So let us not waste our valuable time. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody says that you must not make use of it. I repeatedly say this, that gold, silver, land, property, buildings, business, wife, children, jewelry, cash, that is not dunya. Dunya is when this diverts our attention from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. We forget the giver of these ni'mats. We fail to even make one sajda before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We fail to shed a few tears of repentance before Him. Then that is now dunya. Or because of that worldly wealth, the person is breaking up his family relationship and starts using abusive and vulgar language and reduces himself to a level of animalism, then that is dunya. But if it comes with the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it is ni'mal maal, as-salih lil-rajul as-salih. If a good wealth in the hands of a good person, then it's a very good thing. So may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the last remaining few days and nights of Ramadan give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. And if the angels have recorded any bad deeds of ours and bad actions and evil, then with sincere tawbah, istighfar, repentance, may Allah Ta'ala make the angels also forget them. Wipe clean, as I say in the dua nowadays. Ya Allah, man has made computer. And in this computer, there's millions of pieces of information. But he presses one delete button and everything is gone. Everything is gone. Finish. Nothing. If he wants to bring it back to, it's gone. He says, deleted, it's gone. no record left of it. Ya Allah, make us also such that all those evil deeds that we have done, oh my Allah, press one delete button and wipe it out. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Most of you remained awake the whole night. May Allah Ta'ala accept your ibadat, your zikr, your tilawat, and your tahajjud. So we'll just read one tasbih of La ilaha illallah and short dua and terminate today, so that you can go and have a rest.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azabannar wa adkhilna al jannata ma'al abrar ya aziz ya ghaffar. Allahumma rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.